And we begin with cycling, where two Czech riders competing in this year's Tour de France are so far lagging behind their own expectations. After nine stages of the race, Leopold Koenig of the NetApp Endura team is ranked 28th overall, while his team colleague Jan Bárta is 106th. After several falls in previous stages of the Tour, the 26-year-old Koenig arrived at the finish line in Mulhouse with the main peloton and is now 9 minutes and 9 seconds behind the leader, the Frenchman Tony Galopin. Another of Leopold Koenig's teammates, however, Thiago Machado of Portugal, is ranked 3rd overall after he joined the breakaway and finished 10th. Koenig says the team's strategy was to get at least one rider to the front of the race.
I was telling the guys we should ride aggressively and we wanted to take part in every breakaway. Jose Mendez and I were in the first group that got away and Thiago was in the other one. I wanted to go there as well, but it's good that we at least had one rider there. Having no one would be worse.
Vyšlo to na Thiaga, takže aspoň tak, kdybychom tam neměli nikoho, tak je to horší.
Leopold Koenig now says he will do his best to move up the peloton in one of the upcoming stages to try and finish in the top 15 at his debut Tour de France. Moving on to the sport of canoeing, where the Czech team won 2 gold and 1 bronze medal at the European Championships held in the German city of Brandenburg an der Havel. On Sunday, Czechs Daniel Havel, Lukáš Trefil, Josef Dostal and Jan Štěrba finished first in the men's 4-person kayak 1,000-meter event, beating Slovakia in second place by a mere 0.355 second. One of the defending champions, Jan Štěrba, described the race for Czech radio.
It was a difficult race because we did not start off that well. We fell behind the other kayaks and had to work hard in the second half. It was exhausting towards the end, but we are of course very happy that we managed to defend the title, albeit by such a small margin.
The other gold for the Czech Republic came from Martin Fuchsa, who won the men's 500 canoe event on Sunday. And on Saturday, Czechs Jaroslav Radoň and Filip Dvořák took bronze in 1,000-meter double canoe race. And finally, although the new season of the Russian-centered Continental Hockey League does not kick off until September, it continues to draw Czech players. Most recently, Vladimír Sobotka has decided to leave the NHL amid salary disputes with his club, the St. Louis Blues, and has signed a 3-year contract with the KHL's Avangard Omsk. Meanwhile, the captain of the collapsed Czech-based club Lev Praha, Jiří Novotný, has signed a deal with Jaroslavl, and several other former Lev players are also reportedly trying to get contracts in the lucrative league. But it's not just Czech players who'll be skating on KHL ice next season, as a top Czech hockey referee Antonín Jeřábek will likely work for the league as well. The respected 32-year-old referee told the news website idnes.cz he had accepted the league's offer and would sign a contract with the KHL by the end of the month.